Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
All right, so 800-259-9231. JJ, you and I went out today to see the trial of Big Mike, who is one of the many activists that have moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And this particular trial was in reference to an arrest that was made last year. And the arrest was actually made several weeks after the incident.
That's right.
The crime that he alleged was alleged to have committed. So just a little bit of background for you to bring you up to speed. Essentially, it was during the Liberty Forum, which is a yearly convention that the Free State Project held until this year when they canceled it, unfortunately, due to a variety of factors. But it was during the Liberty Forum in Nashua, New Hampshire, when hundreds of liberty activists were gathered there. A number of them, probably at least 60 to 100, came from the Liberty Forum to a public park in Nashua to participate in a 420 celebration, which had been going on regularly out in Keene, where we live. It had been going on regularly for several months prior to this. This was the first time it had happened in Nashua.
That's right.
And I think if you go to freekeene.com and search for Nashua 420, you probably will find the video footage of what happened there. But in essence, out of a group of approximately 60 or more protesters,
I'd say there was closer to 100, including
probably
the locals.
Because there were people that were showing up, just walking by, that were kind of getting pulled in. Local folks were getting kind of pulled into it. And so out of this group of maybe 100 or so people, the police had some undercover folks, and there was at least two undercover officers there.
Right, this was well-publicized days in advance, right?
Not really. Actually, it was a spur-of-the-moment thing on a Saturday. I think it might have been talked about the day before.
Then why'd they have undercover people there?
I think the undercover people might have seen the gathering and then entered it after that.
Well, that seems awfully quick reaction for a police force.
I think, as I recall, you're right, JJ, because I recall, I mean, I've been to these trials for the folks that were arrested at this incident, and I recall hearing them saying that they were just on duty as undercover officers driving around the city. So anyway, they make an arrest, and they just so happen to single out the one black guy in the entire 100 or so people in this movement. And it wasn't even an activist. It was just one of the local folks that had come by and was enjoying some company.
A minor, in fact.
Correct. He was 17. I guess he had some sort of a marijuana cigarette, allegedly, and he was arrested. As they were arresting him, some of the activists decided they were not going to stand for this, and so they went in, well, I guess stood, in front of the police cruiser. One person actually ended up sitting down in front of the police cruiser as he was arrested. So he was arrested on the spot for disorderly conduct, so-called, which is, of course, the police's favorite catch-all charge. If they don't like something you're doing, they'll just charge you with disorderly conduct. Just so that way they can just arrest you for something and get you out of the scene. And it was during that arrest that there were some other people. Again, there were probably about three other people that were not arrested at that moment. But several weeks later, at their homes, the police came for them. And it wasn't the Nashua police, because the people that were involved weren't living in Nashua. They were living in different areas. So in one case, it was the state cops that came. In another case, it was the Manchester cops that came. Longtime friends of the show, Lauren Canario and her husband, were arrested in this particular case. They were tried. They were found guilty. And also Big Mike, who was on trial today, was arrested at gunpoint as Manchester police. The stateies that came to arrest Lauren and Jim were very, very nice. They didn't have any, threatening issues.
This is from a misdemeanor disorderly conduct.
Right.
Crazy.
And
pulling out guns, coming into somebody's house.
Well, that'll teach
guns.
Him. That'll teach him, Mark.
I guess. Well, it's not the police officer's job to teach anyone anything. It's their job to apprehend the suspect.
If you're Ken Miola, during that city council meeting, we're all about the tickets are there to teach the public, instruct
the police
them.
Chief.
Yeah, the police chief.
Well, they give out the tickets, but that's
educational, Mark.
Well, that doesn't mean that they get to enforce whether or not they're found guilty. The police don't do that. They issue an arrest, and then the court finds them guilty if they wish. So It's not, you know, there may be a punishment, but it's not the cops. Cops don't give punishments. Cops arrest people.
So, yeah, at gunpoint, the police basically raid Big Mike's apartment earlier last year, I guess midpoint last year, and arrested him at that point for so-called disorderly conduct. Now, I heard today that he spent time in jail as a result of that, and I don't recall the details.
I believe he didn't process.
I see.
I think that was the situation. It's difficult. There was a lot going on in addition here in Keene as well. But I do recall that he did take issue with being arrested and the charges and the gunpoint, and I think he didn't process and served.
And then they'll just keep you in.
Weeks.
Right, they just keep you in as long as possible if you don't go along with their little process and give up information. So they arrest him for this disorderly conduct charge, which is weeks old at this point. He ends up getting out after whatever happened in jail. Maybe he processed finally after a while. He got out. And then the trial was scheduled and put off. Like, he kept showing up for trial, and they kept rescheduling it for a variety of different reasons. So he puts in a motion to dismiss based on the so-called right to a speedy trial, which is really kind of a joke. I looked at the statute on that today, and it basically says that the right to a speedy trial will be determined on a case-by-case basis. So they have this provision that says that if it goes beyond 6 months for a misdemeanor, that you can have a hearing about the right to the speedy trial. But if the judge determines that... Oh, well, you know, you...
It's speedy.
For whatever reason, it's speedy.
This is zippy.
Yeah.
Man, hold on to your hat. We're flying here.
Right. Well, clearly it wasn't sort of a breach of justice that required some immediate action by the state. Clearly this was more of a harassment move.
Absolutely. And they waited weeks to arrest the guy.
And part of that harassment is dragging him along, though. The court date... You know, next trial date.
Sure, take a day off from work and come out to court, only to find out that you have to come back next month or 2 more months or whatever. So all of that aside, the trial finally did go off today, and a number of us from the Keene area traveled over there, Grafton, Manchester, a bunch of folks. In fact, 25 people. I counted 25 people that I was aware of. There were more than 25 people in the courtroom, but there were at least 25 that I knew personally were free staters, liberty activists, people here in New Hampshire who are here to get active
turnout.
Freedom.
Definitely.
Yeah, it was really impressive. It was awesome. And so we showed up maybe a little bit late because we, for whatever reason, we had to wait for some people and get out the door. So we were a little bit late, and we missed some of the action that transpired. Jason Talley was there from cdevolution.org, the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, and he was attempting to record the trial. They had put in a motion to record earlier, like at least a half an hour before the trial. And this particular judge, this district court judge, in the past, I have seen him basically screw around with cameramen by essentially saying that, well, you didn't file the motion soon enough before the trial, so I'm going to deny your right to record, so-called right, to be the press and to record this ostensibly public trial. Now, he did that in a case where the motion was filed pretty much right before the time for the trial. In this case, it was filed a good 30 minutes in advance. And at the very beginning of this case, not only did he move Big Mike's case up from third to first on the docket, because Mike wasn't there at the beginning, he was also running slightly late, he moves up the case and also tells Jason Talley that he can't record because he has not yet ruled on the motion. And this is one of the reasons why I always, when I'm doing recordings at courthouses, I always put in a notice, because I stand on the, and they still treat it like a motion, but for me, it's important to make it clear that I'm noticing you, doing you a favor, and letting you know that I'll be recording your ostensibly public trials today, you know, as the press. That's what I do, instead of motioning, which is kind of this begging.
It's absolutely ludicrous that a judge would attempt to keep a camera out of the courtroom. I mean, I don't even understand why they do it with federal situations. I understand they don't want their courtroom to become a circus, but one camera, two cameras, that's not a circus. These people are standing still. I mean, what the hell are you doing in that courtroom that you want to hide so badly is really the question I'd ask.
Exactly right, and the term you used, ludicrous, is entirely applicable, because the rest of the story is incredible.
Yeah, it is.
Not only did he tell Jason Talley from cdevolution.org, who's the, what do we call him, the managing director of cdevolution.org, I think?
Some term.
Not only did he tell him he could not record, but Talley bravely continued to record. And we'll tell you what happened here in a moment. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm very, very proud of what Jason Talley did today. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
your furnace need repair? Your house need cleaning? Or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen or bath. Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, now it's easy to find the right home pro for the project. Go now and log on to homepro123.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, painters, and many other contractors in your area. Just go to homepro123.servicemagic.com. Service Magic has a network of licensed and insured contractors in hundreds of home improvement categories. If you need a painter, electrician, plumber, architect, or any other home service, then you need to visit homepro123.servicemagic.com. Today, it's easy, it's free, and it's the source to find neighbor-recommended contractors. Now you can hire a pre-screened home pro with confidence. Go to homepro123.servicemagic.com. It's quick, it's free, and there's no obligation. Go to homepro123.servicemagic.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of ExtendoVite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of ExtendoVite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what ExtendoVite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in 3 delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include a bunch of stuff, like the news updates. You get signed up. We will keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to news.freetalklive.com and you can get signed up for our emailed updates or follow our Twitter or Facebook. All of it free at news.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we all have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. freedomsphoenix.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231 is the number here. Just recapping what JJ and I experienced today as we traveled to Nashua, New Hampshire, with a number of other Keene acts. What would you say, JJ, about seven or eight people from Keene coming out
there? Yeah, there's seven people from Keene.
So a good, maybe almost a third of the audience from Keene, a good portion from Manchester, and Grafton, I think, supplying at least four people.
Yep.
So the kind of the three main areas, at least, that seem to attract the most movers here in New Hampshire, very well represented in Nashua today. And unfortunately, I don't think there are very many people in Nashua. I think there was maybe like one guy there from Nashua. So nonetheless, I mean, the whole room packed full of people that took the time out of their day to travel. In our case, it was it's an hour and a half there, an hour and a half back, so 3 hours of travel time plus all the time that we spent in the courtroom. These are some dedicated people. These activists are amazing. You know, right in the middle of the business day, we're talking about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's just such a great group of folks. I'm so glad to be here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And we'll tell you more about the Free State Project here in a little bit. Just to recap the absurdity, to get into, rather, the absurdity of what transpired today. Now, we weren't there for this, and I'm hoping that we can get Jason Talley on the line here from cdevolution.org, but he's out in the woods right now, so it's probably not looking too good. So I'm going to go on what I was told by some of the activists that were there, because we were slightly late in arriving. The man in the robe refused to rule on the motion that was filed to record the trial today of Big Mike for disorderly conduct. He refused to rule on it, said he would rule on it during a recess. So, if we take a recess during this trial, we'll just go ahead and I'll go ahead and rule on your motion then. Until then, you can't record. And so Jason Talley from cdevolution.org heroically continued to record. And it's a very brave thing to do. I mean, these are the man in the robe has these men called bailiffs or court security that will do whatever he tells them to. So if he says, arrest that man, contempt of court, they will put that person in, they'll put Jason in handcuffs, and they will take him away and put him in a cage for an indeterminate amount of time. They'll have some sort of hearing shortly thereafter, and Jason will be sentenced to X amount of time in a cage for contempt of court.
Right, and it's not even a law, it's just a power of the judge. And,
correct.
Right,
he can do anything.
There's no check on this at all.
Just like the disorderly conduct catch-all, this whole pretense behind this action by the judge is always to keep the courtroom orderly and to maintain some integrity or to protect someone else's rights by, abusing this person's rights.
But I think that what happened here is Jason Talley called his bluff. And I'm thinking that's what occurred because Jason Talley continued to record and was not arrested. What happened was just bizarre. One of the court security officers, I don't know if he did it on orders of the judge, I wasn't there to see this happen, but one of the court security officers then walks in front of Jason Talley's camera. So Jason is in the audience area, he's sitting in the front pew, if you will, of the audience area, and he's attempting to record the trial. This bureaucrat, this court security bureaucrat, just comes and just positions himself immediately in front of Jason Talley's camera. So you try to move the camera, the court bureaucrat moves with the camera. So it's not that they were preventing the audio of the trial from reaching the camera. He could still hear the camera. I mean, it was probably obscured a little bit by the body of the clerk or the court security bureaucrat. But essentially, they were obscuring the video feed that that Jason was attempting to pick up. It's just so strange.
Yeah, why do they care about the video feed?
So I get a phone call from Bill, one of the other activists in the courtroom, who'd filed the motion originally to record this thing. And he kind of fills me in on what's going on so I know what to expect when we're coming in there. And with that in mind, I just, walked into the court, set up my tripod, because Bill put my name, I think, down on the motion.
Right.
I think. I didn't file it. And I don't really, I didn't really get a close look at it. So I just walk right in as though, I'm supposed to be there, set up my my tripod and set up my camera and just start recording. And so it's within moments, another court security bureaucrat comes and stands in front of my camera. So you now have two video cameras in operation in this courtroom where the judge has said you're not allowed to record. You've got two video cameras recording, two court security bureaucrats, one standing in front of each camera.
That is bizarre.
Yes. I've never seen anything like it before.
It's like the whole metaphor of the camera is the new gun. Well, this is they're there to take that bullet for
The judge.
For the judge, it's just amazing what they're and they sat there and stared people down while they
no he didn't stare anyone down. I stared him down actually. Okay. So and that was my intention. This guy, I was just bewildered by this, and so I sit back because it's a tripod. I wasn't gonna try to move it around because I figured he would just follow me, and so I just sit down on one of the pews and let my camera record, figuring at least I'll get the audio and I'll get video footage of this court security guy looking like a total jackball. And so I just start staring at him. And he looks down and he meets my eyes. And it didn't take him long to look away. And I just kept staring at that point. And he would, turn back his vision to me and would meet me again. And every single time, he would be the one that looked away from this little contest. And what's interesting was, when he looked away, he would start chuckling, as though something were funny, or perhaps he were uncomfortable by the stare down.
That's what happens.
Yeah, I don't know. But then later on, we discovered after everybody was out and talking with one another in the lobby, later on and then during lunch, it was discovered that there were several people that were doing the same thing I was doing without we didn't talk about this in advance. We didn't coordinate this at all, but I was doing that. Meg was doing it. I think Wes was doing it. Hunter was doing it. There were at least, Ofer was, we had at least five people in the immediate vicinity of this man who were just staring him down.
He couldn't look anywhere.
He was facing right towards us.
Yeah.
It's like, if you looked up and stared forward, you would see this man standing there uncomfortably and awkwardly standing there in front of this camera. And also, so the judge, someone whispered something to you. It was very quiet at the side of the room, and the judge stopped court to say there should be no conversation here. And it's just absurdity upon absurdity, because there's no way that anyone else in that room could hear what the two of you were whispering.
No, it was the judge who interrupted his own trial, and when other people were whispering later on, the judge did not stop court to stop them from whispering. So it was just total inconsistency, absolutely ludicrous behavior on the part of these court bureaucrats. So it didn't end there, of course. You've got a courtroom full of activists. These are people that know that the camera is one of the most powerful tools that they can have in their activist repertoire. So by the end of the trial, there were actually four cameras out and rolling. And they didn't have enough court bureaucrats to stand in front of all four of them.
I guess you'll rule on that motion the next time. It's going to look better for him if he just says it's okay to film.
There's more coming up here at 800-259-9231. Well, he actually did rule on the motion at the very end of the trial. We'll tell you what he said here in a moment. You can take control. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need My Pillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, My Pillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. My Pillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. My Pillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. My Pillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to Le Cig. Traditional smokers the world over love Le Cig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. Le Cig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of Le Cig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. Le Cig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. Le Cig, for today's modern smoker.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. It's 1-800-259-9231. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
All right, so we're recapping for you what the experience of JJ and myself was earlier today as we were in the Nashua District Court for a trial regarding so-called disorderly conduct for Big Mike, who is one of the activists that moved here as part of the Free State Project. And really proceeded to jump into the frying pan, if you will. He got active right out the gate and put his personal safety on the line for the freedom of other human beings. In this case, standing in front of a police car while they were arresting a peaceful young man for having a marijuana cigarette. We'll get back into the courtroom shenanigans here in a moment.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You can create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. They've got more than 4,500 templates from which to choose. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you. Get a 99.9% uptime guarantee, 45-day money-back guarantee, 24/7 technical support, and if you use HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com, you'll get your first month completely free.
By the way, HostGator is responsible for bringing you the Free Talk Live archives. Thanks to them, the Free Talk Live archives completely free right there at the top of the website. You can click and download as many as you like. We've got the last week's worth at the top, and then if you click into the archives section, that'll take you all the way back to late 2006, all courtesy, again, of HostGator, and at freetalklive.com for free for you. So we're recapping what happened today in the Nashua Kangaroo Court as our friend Big Mike was on trial for disorderly conduct because he got too close to the police. He was within a foot.
Yeah, he was clearly interfering with their investigation by asking questions.
Yeah, and showing concern for the human being that they were kidnapping right on that day for holding on to a marijuana cigarette. And so that's why he was on trial. But we're just kind of telling you some of the just absurdities that went on while he was on trial. And so I was, where did I leave off, guys, before?
Four cameras recording.
Oh, that's right. So they're standing in front. Somebody ordered the court security bureaucrats to stand in front of the video cameras in the courtroom.
Either that or they did it on their own.
This is an ostensibly public trial where the media is supposed to be allowed to record. You know, there have been a Supreme Court decision that affirms this. So despite the people doing what is normally kind of called for and putting in a motion to record, they were still not allowed to record. The judge claimed he didn't have enough time to rule on the motion before the trial, which was filed a half an hour in advance. And any other time I've seen this done, 10 minutes is more than enough. So, again, just complete inconsistency on their part. I come in there, one of them stands in front of my camera, but later on, a demo from LibertyOnTour.com, he pulls out his camera, he's sitting in one of the pews, he starts recording. Another guy had another camera out and was kind of surreptitiously holding it down, recording from the aisle. So there were at least that I couldn't that I was aware of, four video cameras in operation by one point in the trial.
Well, at least they stood in front of yours. It was on a tripod.
That's right.
We stopped the one on the tripod, sir.
That's right. Well, that's where they put the big guns, right? You put all the big guns on the tripod.
And he was a big man. That's for darn sure.
It makes you wonder, what are they trying to hide?
It's bizarre. Because the audio is still likely going to show up on my tape. It'll be a little impeded because of his big body standing in the way of the camera. But
soaking up the sound?
But he wasn't directly in front of the... I mean, he wasn't standing immediately in front of it in that the camera was back in the pews. He was in the court area. So there was that divider that was between us. And so there was a little bit of space in between. And later on, I got up to man the camera a little bit and pan it around. And so I panned it to the left and he kind of moved over to... So it was just so silly. But there was more than that later on.
Several people wearing hats that didn't get called on.
Right, exactly. Our friend Pete from LibertyOnTour.com was arrested in the Keene District Court for wearing a hat when the judge wasn't in the courtroom. Today, you said several people were wearing hats?
At least three hats from what I recall.
So three people disrespecting the order of the court by wearing hats, and apparently the trial was able to go on with hats on. You remember the explanation by the man in the robe at the Keene court as to why he had to go after someone with a hat on?
I remember what the bailiffs had said, but I don't remember what he said.
Maybe I'm mixing cases.
Had said something about needing to see if someone was conscious because they could be like, where the hood. You could obscure the view to see if someone was having a heart attack or something to that effect.
Oh, man, I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was actually mistaking what he said in that case or something else. So anyway, people wearing hats. Apparently the administration of justice was able to continue with hats on in the courtroom. Not even a mention was made of the hats. So there was that. And then the man in the robe actually did end up ruling on the motion to record after the trial was over. And what he said was, and I'm going to have to paraphrase, there is video of this, but what he said was essentially that, well, I'm going to rule on this motion to record, but it doesn't matter because there were people recording anyway, or I hadn't granted permission to record, but people were recording anyway, so this is moot. Motion whatever. I guess he just said it was moot and moved on. Yeah. So he acknowledged, essentially, that...
So why would he... I mean, it's so bizarre. I mean, why would you even talk about it after the trial's over? Oh, I am now going to grant this motion for videotaping, or I am going to deny this. I mean, clearly he denied the motion. Talking about it afterwards is just...
But he didn't deny it. He didn't deny it. He didn't rule on it.
That's denial.
Those cameras besmirched his honor, Mark. You don't understand that. You just don't get it.
So,
black moo-moo he puts on for
Well,
his
and what was funny is when he handed down the ruling for Mike, or his merciful sentence, which was suspended.
$1,200 suspended.
Yes. It's just amazing for what Mike did. And Mike was very polite, very calm
sure
in all his discussion. But anyway, he said something to the effect of, well, the legislature makes the laws, and we just enforce the laws.
That's why they had disorderly conduct?
Right.
Yeah, and he has made statements like that in the past as well, where he'll kind of pander to the idea of, like, well, I understand what you're doing, and I...
Yeah, he basically said that.
Yeah, I support, your right to do these things, but the law is the law, and we elected the legislature to make these laws, and it is my job to do this, so I'm finding you guilty.
Right.
So instead of being a human being and saying, wow, this is a really crappy law, what a bunch of BS.
Or standing up and saying, hey, look, I'm here to interpret this law, and as far as I can tell, this is unconstitutional.
Yeah, so he doesn't do that, and he's just a tool of the system, and he found Big Mike guilty. But again, suspended sentence means that there's $1,200 hanging over Big Mike's head. He doesn't have to pay that fine.
That's all they can do, though, is give that suspended sentence. I mean, they arrested the guy, and they'd really be making trouble for themselves if they didn't sentence him.
So that was that. And as usual, after the trial, people kind of pour out of the courtroom and the cops come out and we have video cameras. So we kind of encounter them with the video cameras and ask them questions and they never answer the questions. And they kind of rush themselves down the stairs. And normally they cross the street and they go over into a nearby pizza, a little pizza parlor next door to the courthouse called Courthouse Pizza. And we've never actually followed them in there before today. And Jason Talley, again, taking the lead on this one, he was able to get out quickly. I had accidentally brought a knife into the court, so I had to get my knife back. I wasn't able to follow as quickly. But I got my knife, got myself out, and kind of ran to catch up. And the cops escaped into this pizza parlor. One of the pizza parlor employees, or somebody who's real close to the pizza parlor, comes outside. And there's some sort of, conversation between him and Talley. I approach to discover that the allegation is that we are not wanted in the pizza parlor. So Talley and I go inside the pizza parlor. I am not recorded. Oh, no, it was specifically that the cameras weren't wanted or the recording wasn't wanted. And so I turn my camera off. I'm to respect the private property owner's wishes in that particular case. I turn my camera off. Talley and I go inside. He had his camera. Whether it was on or off, I don't know. So we go inside. The cops are standing there. And the cop tells us that the owner does not want us there. And I say, well, yeah, where's the owner? And so the owner was apparently there. A man behind the counter said he was the owner. He said he did not want us there. And I said, are you sure about that? There are 25 people out here that are pretty hungry. And he decided that he would rather have the business of the police, the handful of cops. Now, they're probably regulars.
I'm sure. That's a very important.
Than the 25 people that were standing outside.
He didn't call his establishment Courthouse Pizza.
Nothing, yeah. Exactly. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. But the encounters with the police did not end there. We'll continue here in a moment with the rest of the story. And, of course, your thoughts are welcome. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. And all of the inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories, and they are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Escape from Terra. Humanity is going to space and government is not invited. Space pioneers seeking wealth and freedom in outer space. Check out BigHeadPress.com.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231 to control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
JJ. And Mark.
All right, and you can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where if you enjoy this program, you can help support Free Talk Live by going to promote.freetalklive.com and getting a whole list of things that you can do to get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Everything from web banners to graphics to flyers that you can print out, business card graphics, more all kinds of stuff there for you at promote.freetalklive.com. Now, throughout the hour so far here, and we will get to your phone calls, just want to make sure we bring everybody up to speed on what has transpired here in New Hampshire, because this is the reality show aspect to Free Talk Live, where we are actually not just talk show hosts, but we're also activists, and we get out of the studio and do things, hopefully with the intention of improving the status of liberty in our lifetime, becoming getting closer to the idea of having true freedom for human beings. And so we moved here, all of us, all three of us on the show tonight, moved here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, which is a movement of thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people who've decided to pick up their lives and their families and business or whatever and move themselves to New Hampshire and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. Hundreds have made the move so far. Thousands are pledged. Over 10,600 people currently pledged to make that move. Hundreds of them have already made the move. We're some of the early movers. The official move hasn't even begun yet, and there are always new people coming in and making the move here to New Hampshire and getting active. And it's so great to be a part of this because people back each other up. How many times have you been to court and had 25 people sitting in the pews, if you will, or the rows there that are there for you, that are there to provide you with human beings supporting you? How many times has that happened for you?
You know, and so many people feel like it's not worth taking something to court because they're just a drop in the bucket. Whereas here in New Hampshire, where so many people are taking things to court, it's clogging up the system and making it more difficult for them to go about the business of extorting money and screwing with people.
So, not only that, but it's also the other activism that occurred before the court happened, like when Mike got arrested, mm-hmm. and people, there was an outpouring of support, calling the jail, protesting, holding signs, going to the jail.
Yep.
So it's all that, it's every step of the way. When the arrest happens, there's people with cameras watching and recording everything that's going on and talking to the police and just sort of being a presence to let the police know that this person is not alone.
This does not exist anywhere else in the Liberty Movement. It's an incredible group of people, and I'm so proud to be here amongst them. It's just fantastic. And you can be amongst them, too. All you have to do is go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the Free State Project. But if you're not quite ready to, you're not quite sure as to whether or not you want to come up here, maybe you don't really believe it. Some people have said, like, this is like that Keene or New Hampshire is like this mythological place.
Fantasy.
That they're not sure if it actually exists. So come on up and see it for yourself. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is happening in northern New Hampshire at the Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains. It's going to be happening June 20th through the 26th. Last year, over 800 liberty-oriented people were hanging out, camping together, socializing, partying, doing kids' activities. All kinds of different things go on. JJ, you're heading up the music fest this time around. So there's going to be plenty of rock music and all other types of music.
Yeah, a lot of hip-hop, a lot of rock, and various other bands in the middle. We're going to try to get some more jazz and stuff.
It's going to be great.
But everyone gets hooked. That's the thing. You know, you go to one Pork Fest, and it's just amazing. It's not just the people and the event, but the entire feel. The mountains up there, the view is beautiful. So people are hooked. They want to come again.
It's a great vibe, no doubt. I'm excited about being there. Free Talk Live, of course, is going to be there, and we're actually going to be there the entire week this time. It's expanded officially to a full week. It used to be it was just a weekend officially, but people would show up earlier in the week just because it's that much fun to be around these people. And so the event has officially expanded from June 20th through the 26th. You can go to porkfest.com to get registered and save 20% on the early bird registration, which is cheap, by the way, $25. You can save 20% on that by entering our code, which is Free Talk Live, to the discount code area. And by the way, use that as one word. So take out the spaces. Free Talk Live to save 20% at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. What are you waiting for? We look forward to seeing you here in New Hampshire. It's going to be an absolute blast.
Yep.
So, again, a bunch of these Free Staters, or not all of them were Free Staters. Some of the people there today were just liberty activists, people that were already in New Hampshire for whatever reason. Maybe they were born
showed up without signing up.
Yeah, exactly. Free Staters are people that have, you know, made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And liberty activists is a much larger term. Anyway, there's over 25 people in this courtroom for Big Mike's trial today, where he was found guilty. We filed out, followed the cops afterwards, a few of us did, and the cops kind of went and hid in this local pizza parlor that refused to take our business and kicked us out. So we left. It's their private property. We left.
I really wonder if they can do that. I mean, you guys
refuse your business?
Yeah, if you guys left of your own accord because you believe in personal property rights and
right.
You support people's right to do that. But can they really tell you to leave?
Their property,
sure,
of course.
Definitely.
I don't think that that's true.
In fact, I think an officer was getting ready to arrest.
That's right. One of those cops was very excited about the opportunity to arrest Jason Talley for trespassing and immediately began threatening him.
I can't imagine that they could tell somebody.
Are you talking about like a discrimination kind of thing?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I just can't imagine they could tell somebody to leave.
Well, I wouldn't want to eat their pizza anyway, right? But I see where you're coming from. You're asking the question, legally, can they, right? Not whether it's right or wrong.
Yeah.
You're asking legally.
I mean, what the hell are you kicking me out for?
Because, I mean, the cops don't like me, is basically
right.
What it was.
So one of your patrons doesn't like me, so I can't eat here?
Yeah.
I mean, what'd you put an open sign on the door for?
So we ended up leaving the restaurant, but it's in public, you know, it's a public place, so the public sidewalks are out front, and so we kind of stayed and hung around, wanted to wait for the cops to come out. And so Jason Talley covered one side of the restaurant because there's two entrances. It's like a downtown street, so there's two streets on both sides, one street on both sides, or two streets on both sides. Anyway, so he covered one door, I covered the other door, and Adamo was there from LibertyOnTour.com as well. So we had at least three cameramen outside of this restaurant,
yeah.
And the cops are inside having a little powwow session. Like one other cop car shows up, this other cop in uniform gets out, goes in to talk to his buddies. And so we're out there for a little while, and they finally, one of them comes out and starts walking down the street. Jason Talley and I immediately follow him while Adamo stays back in case one of the other ones was going to go in a different direction. And Jason is peppering this guy with all kinds of questions about, you know, how he is, why he's arresting peaceful people. And I asked him this question about, when was the last time you actually arrested somebody who was hurting another person? And, of course, this cop did not want to answer these questions. And so we followed him around for a while. And he was doing nothing at all but just walking around. Like, he had nowhere he was going.
Sure, he's running interference for the other guys.
That's right.
Exactly. And so he's walking down the street, and I kind of walk out in front of him, and he's telling us that we can't record him and that he's off duty and that he needs to give us permission to record. And I said, no,
sorry.
You're in a public place, pal.
Yep.
So
sorry.
I'm walking in front of him, kind of walking backwards, and he picks up his pace to make it more difficult for me to walk backwards and cuts down an alleyway. He's just, like, walking around. Finally, after we're walking and following him and asking him questions, one of his buddies shows up in a cruiser and rescues him, right? Like, he's finally,
he finally gets
in his cruiser, and they take off. And then later on, we had a nice conversation with some workers that were on a dock that was nearby. They were kind of asking what was going on, and we told them that we were here to support one of our friends who was arrested for supporting somebody who was being arrested for marijuana, and how these cops are arresting peaceful people. And they're like, yeah, yeah. Hey, anybody got one? Like, they wanted to get high. And so that was pretty funny. So I think that was about it, JJ. I guess,
yeah, it pretty much covers the whole...
Yeah, so, and then somebody else, another local, kind of saw us walking when we were coming back from the restaurant. We found another pizza place and gave him our business, and he was much appreciative. But as we're coming back, somebody rolls up their car, as frequently happens when they see a group of activists up here in New Hampshire. Somebody will stop and say, hey, what's going on? And so I kind of explained to this guy what was happening, and he said, oh, that's cool. And he was driving a real nice car, kind of a businessman-looking guy. And so a lot of the people support what we're doing. I mean, there's no doubt about it. They support the end of this insane war on drugs. They support the end of the police harassing peaceful people.
Definitely. I think they support not having that fear every time the blue lights light up behind them.
Exactly. So, a great day. All kinds of people turned out for this, and I hope that we can, you know, keep growing this, because we almost filled the courtroom, maybe about half capacity. It was filled with activists.
That's filled as far as they're concerned.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Because nobody does this. When you get arrested somewhere else in the country...
Unless you're a celebrity.
Right. You don't have anybody come to court with you unless it's your best friend or, you know, your significant other or your mom or your dad. I mean, it's very rare that anybody will come to court with you. In this case, we had 24 activists at the very least, and you're only going to see that grow.
Right.
As more people move here, as hundreds more people make the move, thousands more who love liberty make the move here.
Well, also, having more people there gives more, I guess, courage to those people that try these bold acts, such as Jason Talley, you know, knowing that for him, you know, I know he's supporting Mike Tyner, but at the same time, he has all those people in case he gets arrested for filming. Yep. Right there.
And thank goodness he didn't. They did not make a move on him or myself. But then again, maybe they're just waiting. They're going to wait a few weeks and then come to our houses and bust in the door with guns drawn.
There you go.
Seems to be what they've been doing. 800-259-9231. Obviously, there's a lot of work that needs to be done, and we'll look forward to having you here to help us do it. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more if you love the ideas of freedom. We're coming up. Hour 2's next. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.